You're listening to another episode of the Print Life Podcast. Today, I'm really excited to share an interview I had with the folks over at The Pattern Cloud. The Pattern Cloud is the surface design industry's leading provider of websites and business systems. They help you to manage your sales, your stock, your client invoices, and grow your online business. It's a software that understands the very unique needs of our industry. I'm really excited. I had the opportunity to chat with James Hartley, who is not only director of the Pattern Cloud, but co-owner of the print studio Gather No Moss. I also had the opportunity to speak with Tracy Brown, who is the creative director owner at Bay & Brown, as well as co-founder of the Pattern Cloud. Sophie also joined us. Sophie is the operations and marketing manager at the Pattern Cloud. So we had a lot of questions answered. We got to talk a lot about our changing industry and selling online and freelancers who are just getting started and how the Pattern Cloud can support you in kind of getting going, having an online shop without doing what so many of us did at the beginning of our careers, which is just try and figure it out as you go, spend thousands and thousands of dollars trying to build your online shop. And they have kind of taken all of the guesswork out of it and provided this really great platform for anyone who's looking to kind of just jump in and start selling and focus on design, really. So I hope you really enjoy today's episode. Let's dive in. Okay, thank you so much for joining me on the Print Life Podcast. I'm so excited to chat with you guys about your studios and about Pattern Cloud today. Tracy, why don't we start with you? I'd love to hear a little bit about you, how you got started in this space, and when you started your studio. Tell us a little bit about you.
So I run a textile design studio that does women's wear. I've had the business for 20 years. It's called Bay & Brown. It's in London. We have a lovely design studio, mainly women's wear. We do touch on other types of print, but I'm very passionate about artwork and design.
When you got started in the space before you started your studio, were you a designer as well?
Yes. So I designed for a number of other businesses before I started Bay & Brown. So I've been roughly working for about 30 years as a designer. I still direct the collection at Bay & Brown, very much hands-on owner. It's lovely. It's the best job in the world. Over the 20 years I've had the business, we've seen lots of change, which is brilliant. And I own the Pattern Cloud alongside James and Tom.
Wonderful. Thank you. Wow. 30 years in the industry. That's amazing. And James, why don't you tell us a little bit about your studio?
James and my studio that I share with Tom is called Gather No Moss. We started in 1987, which I think makes me almost a grandfather of textile design. And we were very much designers. We just started straight from college, literally car crashed our way into it. Car crashed our way around Europe, sort of trying to figure out how to run a business. We are quite a broad studio, quite big. We used to have an office in New York as well. We do kids, men's, women's. And we kind of moved dynamically through them all.
And what did that evolution to the Pattern Cloud look like? What were some of the factors in bringing that about?
I don't know. We very quickly moved into the sort of, even before computers, we kind of moved into that digital space or pseudo digital space. And we've always had a sort of vision of working more digitally. I don't know why, but we just did. We kind of tried to start something a little bit like the Pattern Cloud, but just at the dawn of the internet, which was about 30 years too early, unfortunately. Obviously, things have changed a lot because we don't have any physical space. We made the conscious decision. We wanted to do it before, and then COVID came along, and it was like, this is a no-brainer. You know? I'm not really that much of a designer anymore. I'm more of a systems person. It's just how it kind of worked out. And we then met Tracy, and the Pattern Cloud kind of birthed, because you could see it on the wall that the world was changing, the writing on the wall, and the world was changing. And we used to have two collections, the same collection twice. So we had to communicate at the end of the day in the UK. We had to make sure in New York they knew what had sold, because, I mean, the systems we had to have running to keep that all going were just quite frightening. And I just think the market changed. Much as we developed a website and developed all these things, it just seemed like, who are we trying to kid? You know, trying to keep our little special website that's going to be better than everyone else's. And we decided that the power was in actually sharing and empowering people and making something that is better as a whole, rather than everyone building their own individual little systems that they then have to try and keep going.
So I think for me, you know, I've always been a good believer of design anyway, what's lovely about design. But I suppose I had a bit of a worry about how I was going to keep my business going or sort of moving as the world is changing. I was always looking for new ways, new markets, new environments, new everything to try and push myself into different places. And also make my life easier. There is a lot of women who do textile design who are print designers. We juggle so much. We juggle being mums. We juggle school runs. We juggle everything. And I just wanted something that I could just run my business through in one place. I could do everything I needed in one place seamlessly. And I think that's what I was striving for. I knew that change was coming. I knew, you know, the minute digital files became the norm, you know, it made perfect sense to then move into a digital way of selling your artwork, which isn't easy. I don't think you're changing people's ideas of buying design, trusting in them buying from you. I think, you know, is a journey for any designer, whether it's a studio or individual. But that to me was why I wanted the Pattern Cloud. That I'd been looking for ways to improve my business to the best it could be. And I think, you know, James and Tom have a breadth of experience. They'd already moved into the digital way of working, of selling artwork. It just worked out as a great partnership, even though we're really competitors in our design sense.
I think for us, the aha moment really that started all of this was one time when our salesperson flew to San Francisco for an appointment with Old Navy. And when we got there, they had some internal meetings that had been shifted. And so that week they were really busy and they kind of said, oh, could you come back next week? Because we're not really in it. And it was kind of like, I think at that point we realized something's got to change because, you know, you're just chasing around the world.
Goodness. Yeah, that those kind of situations definitely get you thinking about moving to a digital way of working, right? I'm so curious as to who approached who and how did this kind of idea for the Pattern Cloud start to take shape?
Well, there was a bigger group to begin with. There was a group of studios that got together in some very sort of like Nirvana, you know, we're going to change the world kind of let's put 20 benign dictators, not benign, 20 dictators who run design studios in a room and run a business together. Yeah. And I mean, you can, the one day someone will probably write a book about it, but it didn't last very long. And then as a result of that, we were the last to the table on that. I think we were very late to join that group.
And I think I was probably the youngest of the businesses in the room. But I think the idea that was talked about and moved on by this really group of amazing studios in one room was brilliant, but just not everyone was fully committed to that at that time. Because I think, you know, even though, and this was many years back, you know, I think people liked the idea of it, but were still not quite there yet. And I think myself, James and Tom realized that we just needed to carry this idea forward.
Because we could see it. We've got so close.
Visualize it. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's been a journey, a really exciting journey of development. And also, you know, some of the studios that we were all this big group of people talking are just brilliant. So it ended up just being the three of us. I mean, lucky me, really, you know, because James and Tom working together at Gavin & Moss, and then I'm like the sidekick, really, in the group.
No, I think we were a really good, we were a good combination, and we had a good vision. And I think, yeah, I just think like all, you know, we all do it. We have great ideas that are gonna, and then all of a sudden you realize that your great idea is actually a whole fully fledged business that you have to run, and it's a whole business to run. It's got to have accounts. It's got to have staff. At which point, a lot of these things fold. And I think, I don't know, somehow we've managed. Obviously, Sophie's joined us, which has been really key, and we've managed to sort of nurture that business.
Yeah, and it's exciting because it's grown so fast. I mean, the community of studios that we started with were people that knew us. You know, they were other design studios, competitors of us, of our studios. We'd seen at trade shows. We'd, you know, passed in appointments by taking our suitcases in to show work. And I think from that grew the seeds of this bigger business it's become, especially, you know, inspiring new individuals, giving them the tools right at the beginning of where they start their business. I think, gosh, I wish I had all this at my fingertips 20, 30 years ago, and that I could, you know, it's just eliminated all the problems that I'm faced in my day to day as a designer. And I think that's the thing. It's become a larger community, but also we're encouraging.
And it's also it's a business system as well. It's a business system, and equally, we're also almost sort of training people in how to, you know, so it's an instruction manual almost.
Because one thing I know about designers, we are incredibly creative and brilliant. But sometimes, you know, with systems and organizing, that's when it becomes tricky, because really creatives want to be creative. And this system has been built to let them be the most creative they can be and make the other parts of what they need to do day to day just run smoothly and to have a bigger picture of what's going on.
Yeah. So speaking to that, that's so important. And so the Pattern Cloud is a place that you can go and have an online shop that is done in a way that keeps kind of a standard across the board. Because I think that there's an expectation from clients who come into shops and they don't want to deal with coming into a shop where everything's a square or it's hard to navigate. The user experience is so important. And being somebody who started my shop like in 2010, 2011, figuring all that out on your own is very difficult. What do clients want to see? What size should it be? How should the user experience go? When it adds to the cart, should they get the file? You guys have kind of taken all the guesswork out of it, standardized it, and then made it available to designers to just come in and have an account. What do you think goes into that process? Like, how did you move through that process? Did you have your own shops and move through it? Did you talk to clients? Like, how did you figure out exactly how you were going to get that system down so that we can all have these beautiful sites that are working this way?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we'd run our own site for many, many years. So we'd done a lot of the groundwork. And then it just became a much bigger system. And I think it was through collaboration, really. And then you very quickly start to realize, I would say the thing you really have to do is listen to the users, listen to the clients. Because however much you kind of build the system so that people will do this, and they will do this sort of logical, and then you suddenly find that actually they're not doing that. They're all clicking on this and then going off and doing this whole other path. And, you know, initially people are like, oh, no, we have to change it to stop them doing that. And it's like, no, that's what they want to do. So we have to make it easier for them to do that bit. You know, it's the leap of faith of also of putting your work on online, because I think the biggest barrier was always like, oh, no, we can't, you know, it's dangerous. And it's like, if you want to work in the online space, you've got to take this leap of faith. You've got to move past that fear of like hiding everything, because I mean, you have to be sensible, but you can't hide everything under a bushel because it will stay there forever.
But I think what I find exciting is that it's not just a shop. The parts of the Pattern Cloud website, the software that you subscribe from us, is it's more than a shop. It you know, it holds your stock, it holds your invoices, it has your customer database, it holds your customer profile. And I mean, as a directing my other business, Bay & Brown, I get a fuller picture, one, of what my customers have bought previously for me. The top of a button, I can see what they've bought from previous years, what times they've bought, what kinds of prints they like. But I can see what my designers have also produced and what's selling. So you get much more knowledge. And I think that I didn't have before. I didn't have that full picture of everything. And that now I couldn't live without, because that's priceless. To Bay & Brown, we know exactly where we are. We know exactly what we're selling. We know exactly what our customers are buying. It just gives you information that I didn't have. You know, I had like files in one place, I had my database in another place. I didn't have all of this. And working together, you know, being able to send a pin board with designs on that you've chosen, because you realise, oh, actually, September is the time this person buys, and they're buying swimwear. So what can I do? So it's not just a shop, but it's a whole sort of sales tool to use daily. But also for a design director, I couldn't work without it now.
I feel like it speaks not just to systems then, but to your whole workflow.
Yes,
and kind of simplifies your workflow. Yeah,
and for all areas, because for the designers, you know, previously designers would have quite often not really known what was in a collection.
Yeah.
Whereas now they can see what everyone else is doing. They can see what, I mean, provided you give them that access, which I'm a strong believer that you have to give people, you have to empower them with information, and you have to tell them what's selling. You have to be honest, I think you have to tell them who the customers are.
I think that's a really beautiful point. Like, I think that this industry in general from the beginning was very like close to the chest. The designers don't know what's happening. They don't know who the clients are. The clients, there's this disconnect. So I love that. So you give access for your designers to see everything that's in the collection.
Yeah, we always have. But I think, funnily, I mean, this is going slightly off topic, but I think it's a place where agents are really struggling at the moment, because they traditionally are so secretive about holding. And it's just impossible to work when these people are coming on our website. They're going, and I feel like for the agents, it's slightly falling apart, and someone needs to bust out. And
mind you, the way that the websites interconnect with the agent sites, I think, is really positive. So as an individual designer or as a studio like myself, I have great agents all over the world who sell the work, not just in physical, because Bay & Brown still does a bit of physical, but also digitally. And it means that their sites work in partnership with my site. And I think that's really clever for the agent's customers, because then it allows, if they have a Pattern Cloud website, every studio that they represent, all their work in one place. So they have a full picture of everything. And I should imagine that the way they'd use it would be by the same way as a normal studio, but they could pull from all different collections to, you know, when they're sending pin boards off to their customers, etc. I think that's really clever. And I think, you know, there's always a place for an agent, because they have a working relationship with their customers in that country, like LA, like New York. You know, and I want to sell my collection digitally everywhere, and I want them to sell the collection. You know, I've got no interest in traveling to these places anymore. I think since COVID, that has empowered Bay & Brown in a way. You know, it was becoming sustainability of traveling was just really bad, and I think this way is a much better, more efficient, easier way of working. I mean, I just took a new agent in Australia and we shared a collection with him a few days ago. He's already sold a design. You know, it's working together, because I think, you know, you're right. Agents, studios, we have been very secretive in the past. People do worry about sharing information. And I think you just have to have, you know, be transparent with the people you're working with. And I think If you do that, then it works. It works well.
I love that.
Yes, the designers do much better in that environment.
I think. And I think, you know, now that you can connect, I mean, you know, we talk about often there's agents that have these systems from us and they're interested in getting different countries' collections into their collection because it's got something different. You know, a Brazilian art studio, a Brazilian individual might have very different artwork to a very traditional British designer. So I think this is a way of them getting their work into different markets, which I think is really exciting.
I think language is always still going to be a bit, the thing, going back to Gather No Moss, we work entirely digitally, but we don't just sit with a website and wait for sales to come in. We probably work more closely with a lot of customers. We do a lot of service work.
Yeah.
And sure, we have some people who don't ever want, they never send any, they never reply to emails, they buy designs, we don't even really know much about them. But I would say it's 50-50, and the other half is really giving good service in the same way as we did as a studio. And I think that's,
yeah,
as a small business, you have to do that. There are too many people like Shutterstock who are just selling images very faceless. You know, that's going to be there and it's going to get bigger and stronger. And part of the Pattern Cloud really is trying to empower all these small businesses so that we have a place in this market space.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, it just goes to the big libraries.
Yeah.
It's very similar to photography, what this happens about 20 years beforehand to photography. And everyone thought there'd be no photographers. And it's like, actually, there's lots of photographers making a really good living and there's lots of great big libraries. You know, when I started in this, people bought designs who printed huge numbers, you know, huge amount of fabric. People used to come and they'd almost buy, you know, they'd come and they'd buy their designs for 6 months. They'd buy them all together and it'd be like, you know, Christmas. And then, you know, but then budgets changed, everything changed. And then it was suddenly people were buying, you know, they're suddenly now they can buy designs the day they need them. They don't have to go to Paris twice a year and just do everything there. And that's what's changed, I would say. So it's very difficult to travel somewhere when you fly to Minneapolis to discover that only one person's looking and they only need one design. But in 3 weeks' time, they might need, you know, four designs. And I think that's what's really changed. And also now, you know, someone running a little brand can print up some fabric digitally. They can make 20 dresses and they can turn a profit on that from one design. So that is a customer, you know, suddenly customers are not necessarily doing huge numbers, but they're still having to buy the content. So it's kind of spread everything out more thinly. So it used to be you had these big companies, you know, Ralph Lauren, all these sort of very, and they were the people, you go and see them and they buy heaps of designs and that's it. And now there's just, you know, thousands and thousands of it. Every week we have people turning up who, it's like, who, you know, who are these people? And they just come and they maybe buy one design or maybe they buy 10 designs, you know.
Yeah. Do you believe that this is the future of our industry, that we'll kind of eliminate traveling and shows altogether? Or do you think there'll always be a little bit of a hybrid?
I think it's always going to be a hybrid. I think there's always going to be travel. But I think
it's a generational thing as well. What I've noticed, you know, a lot of younger studios that are coming out are not following perhaps traditionally the way that Bay and Brown sold designs 20 years ago. They're finding their own way to reach their customers. They're not printing all their designs. They're, you know, they're our future, I suppose. And I think the customers are younger and used to buying their clothes online, they're shopping online, I mean, Amazon online, everything you want. So why not buy your prints online in the comfort of your home? Because lots of them are still not in their big offices anymore. So they're at home. We find that quite often we'll get sales off the website over the weekend because they've got an appointment on Monday morning, you know, which we wouldn't have been able to, you know, they can't just say, can you fly to New York tomorrow so we can see your collection? They've got it on their fingertips. And I think that's what's changed. People have got less time. They're very busy, the customers now. They're stretched. And this just makes sense to a lot of their shopping needs. And also they don't then need to see six studios in a day that takes them forever, you know, takes their whole day of seeing print studios. They can literally choose who they want to see, choose what collections they want, search for what exactly what they're looking for. So they're not sat through you showing them lots and lots of designs that they don't want to see.
Right. There's nothing worse than being at the tail end of someone's day with your collection and they're talking about what they ate for lunch and you're just sitting there flipping, wondering why you're there.
Yeah.
But really, I think the thing that will change more than it has already with systems, with AI coming in, you know, in the next 10 years is that, I mean, because really all it is about, you know, it's getting the right print in front of the right person on the right day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's with an aeroplane in a suitcase, that's really tricky.
Yeah.
You know, online, it's a bit easier, but still it's about that, you know, the design exists somewhere and the customer exists. And it's just having the system that joins those two together. And that's part of the Pattern Cloud's kind of dream, I suppose.
Yeah.
Is that we have this network and it's where that will eventually go to.
Mm-hmm. Switching gears a little bit, can you speak to how the software functions to kind of support designers in coming onto the platform and kind of having a bit more visibility and exposure to other, let's say, agents or other people you have on the platform? Like, how does that work exactly when a new designer signs up today and joins the Pattern Cloud? Like, what kind of visibility does that offer them?
Well, I suppose for one,
Sophie, we should let you say something.
Yeah. Oh gosh, sorry, Sophie. Do you want to say? Because you do this. This is your job. So,
yeah. So obviously, I speak to the studios and the designers that join us, and obviously, the first thing that they do is get set up and activate their account, and then really we help them with the marketing side of it as well to sort of give them advice on to how to market themselves, how to better reach customers, how to find customers even. But we do also have kind of links, like we've mentioned previously, to agents. We have a dedicated agent that works just with the Pattern Cloud called the Design Agent. And they are an online-only platform that kind of is available to anybody that joins us at the Pattern Cloud, and they can link. And they basically automatically connects their website so they can join and share their designs with that design agent. And they then will have, you know, vast amount of customers that they try and promote them to give them that visibility to maybe new clients and new markets. Because we don't just have print studios, we have knitwear, we have woven studios, we have embroidery, embellishment. So there is kind of another side of the business as well, so not just print, but the design agent is kind of there that we set up to try and kind of help that visibility for designers. But again, it's a lot of the tools that have been created are there to try and help them, you know, get online, actually be able to present their collection online. I think that's the biggest issue that a lot of designers were finding was they can't really spend the tens of thousands of pounds it costs to go to trade shows and trade fairs to stand there and watch people walk past and not look at their collection. So this is really about a 24/7, you know, online presence that's going to hopefully help that exposure. And I think that's really key, especially in today's market where everybody is very much visible on Instagram and Twitter and everything like that. It's all about trying to get online now.
That's really helpful to new designers as well.
Yeah, they do promote the individual designers if they join and they decide to be part of the design agent. They are promoted on Instagram. They're promoted out to the vast customer database that we hold with all the businesses. So, they get a helping start. I think my advice would be to any young beginner is to think about where they can see themselves going in the future and make those steps to enable their businesses to run smoothly from the start. And I think that's what the Pattern Cloud would help them do. It would put things in place for them at the beginning stages. And then as they grow, They can move into, we have little packages for individuals to big studios who have other sort of needs, or larger storage needs, etc. So it's like a little stepping stone as they grow. The Pattern Cloud website could grow with them.
I love that. So that was going to be one of my last questions. So, James, what would your advice be to somebody just getting started, let's say an independent designer who perhaps doesn't want to figure out all the tech themselves and thinks that this is a really interesting option? I know I definitely would have started here if I was just getting started as a freelancer. What would be your best bit of advice for someone just getting started?
That's a good question. Well, apart from joining the Pattern Cloud, obviously, I would say you have to think of new ways of getting yourself into the marketplace, of being in touch with customers. And I think to be honest, I'm probably the last person, you know, because I'm at the other end of this, and you can see with the new studios, I think with social media, with all those things, that's where it's going. I honestly don't know what the next thing is going to be. I mean, at the moment, everyone's sending emails, and we're all still working from our databases that we've built up over years, the bigger studios. But I think for the new people, it's about having different routes to market, routes to getting attention in the marketplace. Mm-hmm.
Making sure their product is beautiful. I think that's really, and different. And don't worry that you're not following the trends, or because what I've realized since COVID, people are now less wanting to put their money in their hands in their pocket and part with their money. So you need to do something fabulous.
Yeah.
And I think, I think that's what the Pattern Cloud does. It allows you to have that time to do that and let us worry about all the systems you need to enable you to run your business. You know, but I think, you know, think, just put your energies into your artwork and do fabulous things, and we can help you with the rest.
I love that. That's beautiful advice. I want to say thank you so much for joining me today and coming on and chatting about the Pattern Cloud. I'm really excited for everyone listening to head over and take a look. Where can we follow on social? Where can designers learn a bit more about the platform?
Sure. So we have thepatterncloud.com is our website. On Instagram, it's at thepatterncloud. And we actually are, we have promotions all the time, and we're kind of giving a really great discount code to your listeners as well. We do demonstrations. You kind of meet myself and my colleague Reem, and we can talk you through the system and how it can kind of benefit you.
Nice. Thank you. Well, thank you so much, you guys. It was lovely chatting with you.
And you. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Print Life Podcast. If you're a surface pattern designer who's interested in learning how to design, market, and sell your prints in the fashion industry, I'd love to work with you. Head over to lesliekanahan.com to learn more about how you can get started today. See you next time.